Our sermon text for today comes from the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a prophet in Israel to start with, and then he was a prophet in Egypt when the Israelite people were taken into captivity in Babylon. He did not go to Babylon, he actually went down to Egypt. And he prophesied about the people of Israel and what God was doing in them from Egypt. Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 11. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you a message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as the potter does, declares the Lord? Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. If at any time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down, and destroyed, and if that nation I warned repents of its evil, then I will relent and not inflict on it the disaster I had planned. And if at another time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be built up and planted, and if it does evil in my sight and does not obey me, then I will reconsider the good I had intended to do for it. Now therefore say to the people of Judah and those living in Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says. Look, I am preparing a disaster for you and devising a plan against you. So turn from your evil ways, each one of you, and reform your ways and your actions. This is the word of God for the people of God. Excuse me, my allergies are kicking up today. Jeremiah is talking to a people who have been hot and cold for the Lord forever. There will a king come and he'll lead the people away from God, and the next king will come and he'll bring them back to God. It's not always like that, but it's pretty close. It seems like one king is a good king and leads the people back to God, and one king is a king that leads them away from God. So there are people who are at best fickle, not like us, who always make the right decisions. But what Jeremiah is telling them is that God is at work in them. And when he sends Jeremiah down to the potter's house, I remember, I think it was ninth grade, in art class, we had pottery. And I was one of those guys who made something really, really amazing, like an ashtray or a little simple tiny bowl, because I have no artistic ability whatsoever. Art is Sharon's department. She is the artist. She's the one who's good at that kind of stuff. I'm not good with things like that. Now, I can do other things with wood and stuff, but not when it comes to clay. Clay just wants to go wherever it wants. I think clay has a mind of its own. And when it sees me, it says, oh, I don't like him. Watch what I'm going to do. But the message here to the people of Israel is God is at work in you, and he is creating something in you. I know that every church has its times in the history of the church when they struggle. Every church has times when they go through times and they wonder what God is doing. They're not growing like they think they should be growing. They're not bringing people into the church. And at other times, churches seem to grow without even trying. And what we need to remember that we as Christians and we as a church are being guided and directed by God. There are people who think, well, this church, especially when you're in tough times, maybe it's time that this church should think about closing its doors, or this church should think about, you know, joining with someone else, or all kinds of different things. But what I want to remind us of is God is at work in us, and it's not always about what we think we should be doing. We should be seeing what God has planned for us. Because we all know that Conference, in their great wisdom, looks at the numbers and says, this is a good church, and this is a church that's declining, or this is a church that's in trouble. But we live here. We see what God is doing. We see where God is guiding us and taking us. But what we need to remember is, it's not about how good the pastor is. It's not about how good the music is. It's not about anything that we do, that God is guiding and directing us for what he has for us to do at this time and place in history. Now, things are going really good for this church. It's growing. Why? What have you done different? You have a new pastor, so it must be all the pastor, right? It doesn't change. You are the same people who've been here for years. Some of you, like Neil, used to sit right next to Moses over there. And you've seen how the church changes, how it grows at times, how it shrinks at times. We need to remember that God is at work in us. And there's not one church that's better than another church, one church that is more important than another church. I've heard of churches, one church in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, which, just to say, is a wonderful place, they get lots of snow, that had nine members. Nine members. That's it. And of course, everybody in leadership at the conference says, we need to close this church. It only has nine members. But somebody decided, maybe we should go out and talk to them and see what's going on. And they went and talked to this church with nine members and found out that this church of nine members was actually running a home for women who were struggling and in trouble. They may not have been big, but they were doing a mighty ministry within their community. So it's not about size. It's about what God is doing in you, where God is guiding you and directing you, where God is leading you. I look at this church and I think, it's amazing all of the things that you do. I see all of the ministries you do. Have you ever sat down and listed all of the different missions and ministries that you support and do? Most churches don't. They just do them. And when you sit down and list them, it becomes amazing how much you're doing and how much God is at work in you. Sometimes we need to do that. We just need to look at what God is doing, because God has a purpose for each and every one of us. And each and every one of us has a purpose within the church, to be a part of the church and help the church to grow. It's kind of like yesterday. Everybody had something to do. And to me, and don't take this the wrong way, but one of the most important things that we did yesterday had absolutely nothing to do with giving people food. And I'm going to pick on Keith and Andrea because I already told them. They went and took people's trays, older people, and carried their tray to their table for them. You know what that says to a community? That says, we really care. And anybody could have done it. They were the ones who were assigned that task or took on that task. But when we as a church live out what God has called us to do, then we're being made into what God has us to be. We don't know what we're going to be yet. We don't know where God is taking us. To me, that's one of the exciting things about being a pastor and coming into a new church, because I don't know where God's going. I don't know what God's doing, but I know God. And God is going to do great and wonderful things if we'll follow him. Because God is truly an awesome God and capable of doing so much more than we even get him credit for. We think, at least some churches think, that the purpose of the church is to be here on Sunday and have worship. I thank God that you know that's not why you're here. That you're here to reach out to this community and to love the people in it in all kinds of different ways, to reach out to your world and to love people in your world, and to see what God is doing. I may not be a great potter, but I love to see what can be made by the potter's hands. And I know that if we'll allow God to work in us and to use us for his purpose, that amazing and wonderful things will happen. That God will guide us and direct us to where he would have us to be. It may not be where you thought you were going. It may not be what you thought you would do. But if we will commit ourselves to following God and his word, God will make a beautiful thing of this church. Not that you're not doing wonderful things now, but the church can never sit still. It must always be growing and doing and seeking God in everything. If we do that, we will be blessed, and God will be glorified. Let's commit ourselves to being God's creation. Let's follow God and see where he leads. Amen.